Hey, excuse me. Yeah, you. I think I know what's going on here. I really do. I recognize. I literally was just talking about this exact scenario like 2 days ago. I think that you are listening to an audio that you ordered from me because I just made one. You know, I mean, I know you recognize my voice, right? So you can go ahead and press stop. Yeah, because you are your nigger daddy I was just talking to. I just made an audio for you where I encouraged you to look at all the pretty white women around you and jerk off in public at a park. And here I am, taking my daily jog, and I find you on a park bench, handsome black man. Think you're being sneaky, jerking off. You're him, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, this doesn't happen very often. It's never happened to me. So why don't I give you your own personal lie? Jerk off instruction. Right here. We're not even going to move. I'm going to sit beside you. And you're going to jerk off just like you were. And consider yourself lucky that you get this live experience. And I'm going to consider myself lucky again. Because I believe I told you last time. It's my absolute pleasure as a white woman to make a black man come, to help that big black nigger cock explode a violent pleasurable load, because you are the superior race. Everyone fucking knows it, and only a few of us really admit to it. You don't have to hide that shit from me, nigger daddy. We both know that you could rail me fucking stupid right now. Just one thrust of that nigger cock inside of my white holes, you'd shut me right up, wouldn't you? And you know, I really like the idea of you making me get on my knees and you fucking my mouth like it's a goddamn pussy and fucking it hard, because one, you deserve to fuck a white woman's mouth hard, but secondly, please tell me, nigger daddy, that you really need to punish my mouth because it's extra filthy, because you've heard me say some really, really dirty, naughty things. And that I need a nigger cock to be railed in the back of my throat just to remind me who's in fucking charge. That's it, nigger daddy. Grip that fucking nigger cock hard. Like my throat, like the back of my throat would tighten and convulse and gag for you. It's taken me everything not to just whip it out myself and gag on it. And I want to tell you, I don't want to do that to any white man. There is no white man on this fucking planet that makes me want to choke on their dick. But nigger cocks like yours, I'd gladly do it. I do it without getting anything in return, because that's what good white sluts should be doing to nigger daddies like you. And when you've had a nice big taste of a nigger daddy cock, you know, I know that that's what niggers deserve. Pretty white woman ruining themselves, just for that big black cock. I'm going to tell you something else, Nigger Daddy. Now that we're making this up close and personal, I've had a lot of black dick. I have fucked a lot of niggers and gladly. And you know what? Something I really like about nigger daddies like you is that I've been told that you guys love white women because we're just a little bit more kinkier. We're a little bit more wild in the bedroom. And I have a little theory on that. I think it's because we've spent so many years having boring sex with boring white pale dicks. So when we get a nigger cock like that, we go buck fucking wild for it. And I have screamed at the top of my lungs from nigger cock. Nigger cock silences me. It makes me submissive. And I'll be your kinky white bitch. And the fun thing is, all these other white women in this park would do the same thing. That's the kind of power that you hold inside of that gorgeous dark meat. You have that power to take stuck up white bitches and turn them into absolute cum drunk whores. And how does that make you feel, nigger daddy? I know that's got to make that gorgeous, dark meat throb, thinking about how fucking powerful that nigger cock is between your legs. I bet it just makes that big nigger load even bigger. Thinking about white whores like me submitting to the power of that nigger cock. And another thing I want to tell you right here and now in front of you is that I know that since you've got that glorious fucking nigger dick, I know that you've got the power to bend me over right here and now and fuck me like a jungle fucking ape would. And that is what us white sluts want. We want a nigger to push us down and give it to us hard and deep. Make us scream like no other white man can. You, if you bent me over right now and you gave it to me as hard as I know you could, I'd probably scream out for all the other white whores and white men to hear in this park. I'd scream out, I fucking love nigger cock. I'd scream it because that's the kind of power that you have inside, right inside between your legs. That's gotta feel so fucking amazing, nigger daddy. And I want you to remember that every time that gorgeous black cock swells with pleasure. I want you to remember that white whores are your fuck toys, even the ones that don't know it yet. So I want you to come, nigger daddy. I want you to show me that nigger seed that you have. I want to see that rope after rope of nigger come. And if it lands on this park bench, I will fucking lick it up. You can come right in my face, nigger daddy. Cover me with your nigger sperm. I want it. I want to be glazed with nigger sperm all the time because that's what niggers turn me into. Just a cum hungry, cum guzzling, blacked whore. And that is because of that black nigger cock between your legs. So show me how you come, nigger daddy. Show it to me. Come for me. That's it. Come for this white bitch. Show me how a nigger fucking comes. Make it explosive too, because I know you've got a lot of fucking seed inside of there. Shoot it out, nigger daddy. That's it. All that nigger cum God, my mouth is watering for nigger sperm because it tastes so much fucking better than boring white seed. I'm here to tell you, nigger daddy, that all black men lives matter to me, all of them, every single one, because of that big black cock right there. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, nigger daddy. We should do this again. And please, don't be shy to black out some white sluts. Because we all need it. So do you, nigger daddy.